Oh my god. So originally, this was only supposed to be an episode where all of us are in agreement that yes, J. Cole has switched sides. And I guess either it's I'm too fucking slow or this shit happened too fast. But whatever the case may be, Drake has not only given a response, but he has told everybody in the industry to basically eat his dick. I am for it. We called it. I recorded it. We're here. Because everybody was, again, I'm going to say it, I'm going to put it on the record again. I am a Kendrick Lamar fan. I don't know if I'm a stan, but I'm definitely a fan of his music and what he represents in the black community. I love. So now that everybody is against Drake, I now want Drake to make something crazy. Like, because this doesn't make any sense. It would have been the same thing if I was going for anybody else. Because it now it's weird. Like, why is all of the sudden everybody has something against this man? How? Is it because he's light-skinned? Because if that's the reason why, then shit, like, we can just say that. You know what I mean? He's light-skinned. Women love him. You can leave him alone now. He makes good music. He can harmonize with his voice and all that shit. That, like, there's, you can't not like him. You know what I mean? If that's the reason why you want to hit on the man, then that's a weird reason, but I get it. I feel it. But now that bro can actually say something with his whole chest, and the leaks are leaking. Everybody knows what everybody's going through. Listen to me. You're not here. You're not listening to me for the details. I'm giving you the sauce. That's it, and that's all. This bro, Drake, put that infinity gauntlet on, and he said, "Fuck y'all. I got me and Adonis. I don't got nobody else. It's just us. It's us." That's all he said. And then this nigga Yachty shaking ass in the background all happy and shit while real nigga shit happened. But anyway, Drake got in the book and he went absolutely diabolically crazy. He started mentioning people's wife. So this is another thing, right? Again, Drake got dropped. He got name dropped or not name dropped, but he got like mentioned by like four different artists within a week and a half, if we're being fair, right? What is he supposed to do? I feel like he's 100% within his rule of engagement, meaning that because the circumstance is the circumstance, he is allowed to kill whatever is in front of him. I think that's 110% fair. I don't think that he's saying anything wrong. You came for me first. I was minding my business. I mentioned you and another artist that I think that are everybody's in agreement are the big three, like the biggest motherfuckers on earth, right? Or at least like in the United States or whatever the fuck is, as far as like critically acclaimed music wise goes, you three are the biggest motherfuckers that we've seen in the past like couple decades. That's just how it is. Kendrick comes out and says, "Nigga, fuck you. It's just me. I'm alive. Y'all dead. Ha ha. LMFAO XD." He says all that shit. Cole doesn't like it either. He puts out something, recants it, ends up on the Ops album. This nigga Drake is fuming. He's like, "Man, this is some old bullshit." He doesn't know what the fuck to do now. He's looking at himself. He's looking in his corners. Who do I got? He ain't got fucking nobody. He got dick. He's got himself, his braids, and his light skin, and that fucking fire hose he's got in his pants. That's all he's got. That's all he has. So what does he do? He gets in the booth and makes something fucking crazy. And because he's Drake, you know, he can't just drop music like these niggas can because it's too soon. He doesn't want to wait. So he has somebody leak it, and someone says something else. It gets copied and pasted so many goddamn times. You can't trace where it's coming from. But the point of the matter is the leak is out. Everybody heard it, and it went fucking crazy. So crazy that this nigga Rick Ross decided to get in the studio for some reason. I haven't heard Rick Ross since the Metro album. And before then, I haven't heard him since fucking forever. 2015, don't quote me on this shit. It's been a long time since I've heard, bro. So this is another thing, right? Like Rick Ross, he's from an era where like when niggas were rap beefing, this was a good time for hip hop, yes. But you got to understand, like if somebody back, you have to think about it. Rick Ross is like, what, almost 50? Back in his era, when shit like this was going on, like when he, let's say like Rick was like 34, 33 around that shit, when people rap beefed, lives, like actual lives were on the line, right? Like the opportunity and the potential for somebody to get fucking capped was 100% in play. It's not like that anymore. So I'm pretty sure, like, him knowing that in the back of his mind, he's not going to say that out loud, obviously, but in the back of his mind, he's like, damn, nobody's going to get hurt. This is all, like, competitive for sure. Like, everybody wants to be the best. It's like the, you know, Game of Thrones type shit. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to get fucking killed over this shit. He knows that. These motherfuckers aren't for play of that. And, like, everybody in this situation's got money. It's not like a bunch of, it's not one rich motherfucker and then one broke nigga that's crazy and mad and decides to do something stupid that he's going to regret. No. Everybody is established. Everybody's established. Everybody's good. Everybody's well off. All that good shit. Like, I feel like the last time we got a situation like this big was when Pusha T went against Drake. But the last time, the real last time was like Jay-Z versus Nas. Like, that was like the real, when Nas said that nigga had dick sucking lips and shit, and they went back and forth on Sheether and shit, or Ether, when Ether came out. Like, that was what I'm talking about. Like, that was the last, like, whoa, did you hear what that nigga said? He's talking crazy on that. This is what Drake is doing, something crazy that we haven't seen in a long time. And this nigga Rick Ross decided to join in. He's going crazy again. And by the way, out of all of these songs so far, I'm probably gonna slap that Rick Ross one on the regular, just because, like, bro is actually he sounds, the song is just good, the beat is good, his flow, Rick Ross has an impeccable flow, like he can never sound bad on a song. And on top of that, what he's saying is just, it just makes sense. It's funny, like, which is something that you really don't, I don't pin Rick Ross. Rick Ross doesn't equal funny. He equals, like, suave, like, rich Sean Don type dude, like, blah blah blah, walk in the room, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? He's never funny. This record is funny in, like, a, like, more of the same of his, like, original vibe. Like, this is what his version of funny would be. So I'm definitely a fan for that. And it's going to be one of the most historical weeks in hip-hop imaginable. And this is some bullshit because I recorded this podcast already thinking that everything was going to just pan out the way it was. We're going to wait until Monday, like Tuesday, Wednesday, until something else comes out. No, this nigga Drake wants to drop something on the weekend. So niggas got to fucking work on the weekend now. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Spin fire in the movement. I'm not a rapper. I'm just letting you know. I was caught up. I was going to put it out. And then this motherfucker decided to go crutz. Go nuts. Les Rain, don't forget. Please. Hey, this time, I know I tell you guys to bring an umbrella, but it's real life raining outside. Like, it's raining feathers. You have to wear an umbrella. These mother, like, it's coming down hard. Bring an umbrella. Bring a raincoat. Whatever is going to protect you from the water, bring it. You are going to need it. Please don't forget that, bitch. That's all I gotta say. I don't even want to say Let's Rain because it's coming down that goddamn hard. So I'll tell you this. Traverse the nightmare. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, episode 148. God damn. Nothing is better than waking up in the morning and the world is just, it's imploded. I so much has happened this week alone. I can't even wrap my head around, like, all of the shit that's been going on. It's honestly been fantastic, if I'm being completely real. Wow. Wow. I'm over here thinking, I'm late to the party. I'm late to the party. I didn't talk about Kendrick and Drake and J. Cole quick enough. And I was apprehensive on making something because I wasn't sure I wasn't sure if I really wanted to. I'm a diehard Kendrick fan. I always have been. I like J. Cole, but I don't love him. And same thing with Drake, except, like, I'm still under the impression that he moves a little weird within the industry. Just, like, the way he makes, I don't know, it doesn't seem like he has a bunch of relationship. All of the relationships that he's had are all soured, you know what I mean? Except with, I don't know, it's the thing he has with Sexy Red and SZA or whatever. I feel like everybody else is either just, like, not commenting on bro's behalf in the shadows or whatever. So I'm moving ahead way too quick. Let me start off by saying I went to Rolling Loud a couple weeks ago, and I heard Metro played that song, Travis asked him to. He's like, bro, I know Metro, you trying to go, man, but please, bro, I need that. He said that out loud. No one knew what he was talking about. Then he dropped it. It's like, oh, okay. They said that he was going to play it, and then before the hook cut it, or before Kendrick's part cut it, that would have really blown up the world. But if you don't know, Kendrick got in the booth and went absolutely crazy. He wanted to go Super Saiyan for some reason, and he came for not only J. Cole, but for Drake too. And the reasons being, you know, it's always up for speculation. We can always say, like, oh, it's because he felt left out, or it's because he really thinks he's that nigga. Like, it could be something along those lines, and I wholeheartedly agree. And I'm wholeheartedly here for it. But the thing that keeps getting me, or what I keep coming back to with this conversation, is why did he do it? Because he really didn't have... Kendrick didn't have to make... Like, all this bloodshed did not have to happen. It didn't. I agree with the motion. Like, I like the intensity. I like the aggression. But what the fuck? Like, what? You get, like, when I was listening to the song, I'm like, who is he talking about like this? Because it's not that deep in, it's like halfway through the album, a little less than halfway through. So you've already heard, like, Drake, not full on disses, but like, definitely like him being mentioned in like in the undertone of like whatever song is being mentioned, right? And then this song is straight like, okay, we really do not like you, bro. It's Jover. And then everybody, of course, loses their minds on Twitter. Everybody's looking around like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on here? Nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to say. People are getting into rap wars again on like every social media platform known to man. Everybody's deciphering exactly what he's saying because it's that intense. It's that serious. We haven't seen something like this from somebody that mattered in hip hop in a long time. So it's very exciting. So what ends up happening is J. Cole, being, you know, the motherfucker that's the guy, you know, he decides to release his own project, his own song. And I think it was called 7 Mile, 11 Mile, I don't know, something Mile. And where he is very directly coming for Kendrick Lamar. I listened to it. I didn't think it was bad. But, you know, it was definitely like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Now, if we were going to just leave it at that, I might be telling you a different story today. You know, like, oh, we're waiting for Kendrick Lamar. We're waiting for him to respond. We want Drake to say something because obviously he's a part of this big mess as well. Is anyone else in the rap game going to say something? You know, exactly what is going to happen and what's going to transpire from these actions. And Dreamville was having their own yearly festival, and J. Cole got on stage with his Rastafarian hair and his light skin and all, and he decides to apologize to Drake, and not only apologize to say that he was, or to Drake, apologize to Kendrick, and not only to apologize, but he also wanted everybody to know that he was going to be taking that song off of the project that he released off of all streaming platforms. I have never in my life, have I ever heard or seen, witnessed, whatever, what have you, a retraction like this. Now, it's left up for interpretation. So what's going to happen now? Does Drake still drop whatever he's going to drop? Does Kendrick Lamar reply? Because at this point, Kendrick, he, you know, bro, lit 6 houses on fire and then ran away, and we never caught, bro. He hasn't said shit since the bars hit the floor. A couple days later, we get the noty. We still don't trust you from Metro Boomin, and Future is dropping this Friday. Or Thursday, if you know, because they're in Atlanta. So Everybody is on their toes, on their knees. What possibly, what else do you guys have to say? How many more bars, how many more classic songs can you give us in 1 year? They tried. And not only did they try, they went for this man, Drake, again. They went for him again. The Weeknd went for him. And in the very last song, probably my favorite song on the album, Red Leather, I'm listening to it and I'm like, wow, this Future's going back to like his Hendrick days and this shit. And then guess whose fucking voice starts rapping on the song? When I tell you the look on my face when I heard J. Cole's motherfucking ass was priceless. Woo! Wow, you could have probably put that in a museum. I felt like my heart was gonna jump out of my chest when I heard J. Cole start rapping on this album. And when he called Metro and Future his brothers, wow. This man Aubrey is sick. It's horrible. I don't even know what to say. And this is awful because this Drake is like subjected to like some of that old, like this whole situation is some of that old bullshit. Like I can't, what did he do? You know what I mean? Like I always make my jokes like I don't like Scorpios and blah, blah, blah. And you know, don't trust them. And, you know, Drake's a fuck nigga and all that, like undercover, you know, whatever the fuck. Those are jokes. That's all satire. Like, I don't really take those things seriously. Now I'm curious. And now I really want to know, like, what are the bridges and how were they burned with Drake and all of these people that are allegedly like just talking shit about him for free? Because that's exactly what's happening, right? You're getting paid to make this. You're going to get revenue from the song. You're going to get a little bit of revenue from the album if you're like a feature on the album. Yeah, absolutely. But you don't have to call bro out like that. You can talk about anything. The Weeknd is talking about Drake. Bro usually talks about cocaine, bitches, and snorting cocaine off bitches' titties and like that. And that's his vibe. You know what I mean? And he's talking about Drake. Drake, what did Drake do? Now I kind of want Drake to go Ultra Instinct, Jiren mode, kill everything, drop views times two type shit. Now I want him to, because before I was, when it was Kendrick talking shit about Cole and Drake, I'm like, oh, I'm all for it. Hell yeah. Now what the fuck is this? You're all ganging up on one for what? What do you do? I don't even support Drake like that. If beef ever happens and Drake is involved, I'm automatically against him because I assume that he did something that was petty. Something that was petty and something that was weird, and you probably could have had a conversation about it, but you didn't want to. So you did something petty and weird instead. Like, he gives that vibe. Now it's like, damn. What did he do to make them niggas that mad? I don't even know what the fuck's going on. And it's everywhere you look. Where's Drake? And what else? What is he going to say now? Off of Kendrick's, he was like, oh, I have my head up high. You know, he had his head up high. High in the sky. Nose in the air. Chin out. Chest out. Shoulders, you know, back straight. He had all that shit. Fuck happens now. Does like what he's just going to start doing yoga. Like, I don't even know. It's like when Pusha T was like, he said he upset. Okay. Well, I want to see what it's like when you mad. Okay. And now I want to know because this is getting out of hand. All of y'all are against Drake for what? What did he do? He must have cheated somebody out of some fucking money or something. Cause this is crazy. For the love of the game. For the love of the game, though, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, this is hip hop. This is hip hop. This is a business. And whatever is happening within the business, we won't know unless we're like actually within the thing, you know, in the think tank with them. Someone said, no one's playing Someone Said with us. That's why we're waiting and anticipating to see what happens next. This is the most entertaining shit I've seen out of hip hop in a long time. This totally eclipsed Trippie Redd and what the fuck is his name? Machine Gun Kelly, their genre sad boys, whatever the hell that's supposed to be. Are any of y'all listening to that album? Any of you? Why? It's not because the music is trash. It's not that. It's this shit with Metro and Drake and the Avengers and Thanos has gotten to a level no one could have predicted. This is like genuine stuff right now. History is in the making right now. And it's going to be up to the powers that be to bring us one of the best musical summers we haven't seen in years. Years. I'm hoping for nothing. Nothing more than absolute classics from Drake. From now until the end of the summer. I'm calling it right now. He's gonna come. Maybe he comes out with an EP. Maybe it's a full-blown album, or maybe it's just him, releasing two, maybe three songs and doing whatever. But one thing I do know is that you should be expecting some of Drake's best stuff. Now, maybe you heard of it, maybe you haven't. Drake and Lil Uzi released a song called At the Gates, it was leaked, called At the Gates, and I loved it. Absolute infatuation. Love at first listen, if you would. I had no idea where I was. All I know is that I was dancing, and there were a bunch of fairy bitches dancing around me too. That's how the song made me feel. And when he announced For All the Dogs, I'm expecting, oh, a word. So this song is 100% on the album. It has to be. This is fucking amazing. This song is going to go crazy if more people know about it. Nope. If Drake wanted to pull out a trump card, I think one of his trump cards would be that song. I believe he can do it. He's got something. He's got it in the bag. But again, it goes back to like, we got time. Let's just break this down. Let's pull it back layer by layer. I'm really on my hip hop shit today. It's up, bro. I got a fucking Vietnamese coffee. Yeah, this is crazy. Talking about these motherfuckers hitting classics. I'm hitting you motherfuckers with classics right now. Spitting fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Purple Room Recordings, just in case you forgot. Don't forget to like the podcast, subscribe, rate the podcast, like everything. Go to the YouTube channel, shake a little bit of ass. I don't know. Just do it in the name of Purple Room, in the name of Vaughn, in the name of Turbo, in the name of Giacomo, in the name of it all. I'm going to need y'all to do that for me. Can you do that for me? Would you? Can you do that for me? Are you sure? All right. I'm going to trust you. So, back to what we were talking about originally. Drake dropping nothing but classics. I think it's important for us to realize that, yes, Drake is on tour right now, I believe, still. He left Miami. I don't know where he is right now, if his tour is even going on. So it's pretty difficult, I'd imagine, to, you know, have a super tight schedule all day and to manage to get in the booth and making something fresh and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. I would imagine that Drake has at least 10 songs that he already have made, already have mastered, already paid for, ready to go. Pack. All he has to do is package them up, put a fucking price tag on it, give it a cute picture like the fairy bitches or something. Or it could just be his face. It doesn't even really matter right now. Maybe have his kid write another, draw another animal. But he doesn't even, I would imagine he has just songs on deck ready to go right now. I don't know what is going to happen in the next couple of days when it comes to Drake versus the world. But I know he's listening. We all know he's watching. And the reason why I'm telling you he's going to drop classic music, I'm not, and I have to preface this again, I am not a big Drake guy. I'm not. I like One Dance. I like God's Plan. And I like a few Drake songs, but I don't live and die by bro. Like, I can't do that. I don't know why I can't. I just could never get into the whole like Drake sexual movement. I couldn't do it. But this is the kind of shit that makes competitors go higher. And if there's one thing I know about Drake, even though he doesn't really present that side of him often, he is 100% a competitor. And because he's an emotional man, I don't doubt that he's connected with his emotions, but that doesn't make him not emotional because he's emotional. I know that his work is going to reflect how he feels in every way, not just his tone and what he's saying and how aggressive it is and whether or not it matters. I mean, who he's picking to master his shit, what studio he's going to, what he's going to say, what song he wants to play. His whole idea for being, all of it is going to be like it's going to be a whole show and dance, song and dance. Some of the best shit ever. I could be completely wrong right now. I could be. I feel like I'm gambling on this guy. I really do. Cause I would usually take the under, especially like given the circumstances. You know, last time, We're not going to go too deep into it, but the last time Drake got into a beef with a rapper, like a real rappity rap nigga, it didn't go well for him. We found out bro had a fucking child. You know? And Kendrick is also somebody that I wouldn't want to go to rap war with either. So he's got two real choices. You can either do nothing or do something. I'm not going to make it complicated. Those are his two options. I would imagine that he is going to do something. I am deciding to take the over, no pun intended, on Drake. I really believe he's going to drop some of the best shit we've heard from him in recent memory, because his last two projects were whatever. They were whatever. And you can be like the biggest Drake fan compared to some of the other stuff he's released. It's like, bro, what's going on here? Not saying it's bad. It's not bad. If it's Drake, it's going to do numbers. You know, there's no point in arguing that. But we are going to get the new, like his next gear is going to happen now. It has to. There's no shot he goes back to the shit. There's no fucking way he gets in the booth after all of this is happening right now. There's no way that Drake gets back after touring in the booth and just decides to harmonize his voice and sing all this shit about some hoe. Like there's no way. He's got to go. He has to come now. It's time. It's fucking time. I've been sick of this shit. No more lollygagging. Bro's been dragging his feet. His feet. Musically. Past like couple years now. Snippets here and there. Some of them sound good. None of them are on the projects. It's just a bunch of like what the fuck is going on? I feel like that's why Drake fans right now feel so damn powerless. Because like you know he's good. You know he's good. We all know he's good. He's fucking amazing. I can't say he's a part of the big. I can't say he's the best, obviously. Not right now. I can't. Kendrick's got that crown right now. That shit's holding. It's on his head. You already see it. Made out of diamonds and shit. He's just laying on the couch screaming. You already know. But Drake. He's got to do something. Ain't no fucking way bro is gonna go out sad like this. No. I love underdogs. I am taking the over -3.5. I think Drake is worth like 3.5 points. Yeah, for sure. On his team. Over like 3.5 on Drakey, Drizzy, that guy. And again, may the fittest survive and a hunter must hunt. Okay, so man, I gotta tell you, this is some of the coolest shit ever. I love all this rap, hip hop, beef nonsense. I love it. I really do. Because when you think about it, all of these motherfuckers, what do they all have in common? They're all very rich. And the fact that they still, like, we're talking like J. Cole, Future, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, like these are not spring chickens anymore. Like these are like 35, 36, 40 year old men now. You know what I mean? Not old, but in terms of like just the raw competitiveness within the game. Because I feel like we've seen so much complacency in hip hop, you know, like people be sneak dissing and you don't give a fuck, or nobody's willing to like make like hard hitting, edgy music. Like that's what I've been missing the past like year and a half. There hasn't really been. That's why I think a bunch of people kind of like, or not a bunch, but a lot of like a fair amount of like fans from everyone. Like I'd say like the biggest three, let's say like Drake, Future, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and I'll throw Travis Scott in there. A lot of us kind of moved into like funk and New York drill to get that, you know, that same vibe, that same feeling that they, not that they've ever been, you know, they've never been all hard like that, but it, I mean, in terms of like what the music sounds like and the delivery, it's like, when the fuck was the last? I think that's why Cardi's popping off so hard right now. Because we all know he's going to bring that energy. That energy hasn't been around in a while. It's like it's like fucking Avatar Roku. It just like, it's like, where did bro go? Avatar Aang, like where did he go? What happened? Evaporated. Whew. Now, pivoting off of that, if there's one thing that I've never understood, it's someone that's willing to look you in your face, you know, and tell you that what they're doing is for the greater good of the situation. That's in one. And the main thing that I want to talk about is how somebody can basically lie about their whole character, or not even lie, just assassinate their whole character overnight. People that we usually trust within these, you know, with situations and how we give people the ideas of like you are representing us for, you know, LGBT, and you represent the hardworking man, and we give people like these batons so they can stand and be these beacons of, you know, these visible beacons of hope that for whatever community. I think Lizzo is one of she went from a beacon to a herald. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is like a herald is something that is supposed to show you or present you with an idea coming from a higher power. They're basically like a court jester. You know what I'm saying? I feel like she fucked up so hard. And it's crazy because It's just so confused. Like, you, do you hear me? It's so confusing with her, because on one hand, she's supposed to like have a voice for bigger girls, and she's a role model and all this shit, and we respect her because she is a bigger girl and she can like take a stance on things, and she's in the media and people, and she like has a voice with it, like within her respected field, right? And on the other hand, she's this like underground sexual deviant weirdo that puts people in situation like on some Diddy shit. And I never would have imagined that she would be one of these fucking weirdos. Like, I just never thought within a million years. I could not have picked if they had like 10 of the most famous women, or 10 of the most like recognizable women in America in a lineup, and they're like, which one of them are going to come out or are going to have allegations of sexual misconduct with it, like which one of them is going to be hit with that penalty soon? Or like, if you had to guess, I think Lizzo would be dead fucking last for me. It didn't make any goddamn sense. So the report came out a long time ago. I'd say it's been like 5-6 months now, of Lizzo having these parties, or inviting some of the people that like her backup dancers and people that do her makeup and whatever, have them come back and like they party or they go out. And sometimes, you know, the parties got extra, to put it that way. And Lizzo would then, the allegation goes, Lizzo would then make some of the people, some of her staff, engage in sexual activities that they didn't want to previously. They didn't even really want to go, but they went because, you know, I'd imagine like your job's on the line here, you won't be valued there, I can replace you, blah blah blah, like whatever nasty fucking weirdo people do to get people to stay, you know, just with awful threats and head empty arguments, shit like that. One of her coworkers or one of the people that work for her end up like, I don't know, fondling another woman. She said she didn't want to. They made her do it. I'm not going to go into the whole report. I know enough. Basically just absolutely diabolical Batman level shit going on. Now, again, I think it's completely within my rules of engagement, given what's happened, to say some of the things that I'm going to say. Because if you haven't heard, if you don't know, I'll explain it to you one more time. Sexual misconduct, no matter who it comes from, no matter the circumstance, is never good, it's never funny, and it's never acceptable. No matter who it comes from, no matter who it's happening to, it's never good, it's never acceptable, and that's never something that anybody should have to be subjected to, no matter the circumstance, whatever the fuck is going on. The most irrational idea, most irrational scenario, it's still not funny, it's still not cool. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how this big bitch can keep getting away with shit like this. We've liked her for so long. I liked her for a while too, because again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. She represented something within the community. She did. She built people up within her respected community. Black women felt empowered by her. All women looked at her as a role model because like she's a bigger girl. And she's a body positive person. And on top of that, she works really fucking hard for what she has. Which is why it doesn't make any sense to me how you know that about yourself and you just decide to fuck it off. For what? I'm not saying don't be a sexual deviant. I'm not saying that. You can do that and like keep it cool and keep it safe and keep it private. Just hang out with other deviants. don't invite another person that's not used to this shit. Like, if I'm gonna have a party and someone just doesn't want to, if someone doesn't want to participate in that party, or if they want to go home, or if they don't want to fucking go, I'm not gonna make them do that. What's the point? You see, this is the thing I wanted to talk about. Like, it makes zero sense how she's able. And then I'm going too quick. Let me slow down. Now, recently, she's saying, or she said a couple days ago, "Oh, I'm being judged. I can't do this. I'm quitting music. I'm being ridiculed. Everybody's talking about me everywhere I go. I'm being made fun of." Bitch, good. You got found out and you're fucked. You try to cover it up and you lost. It went to court. You try to get it denied. It didn't fucking work. You try to get it denied again. It didn't work. There's a court date now. I guarantee you it will not work. You are going to have to go to court for this shit. Do you understand what that means, ladies and gentlemen? Hunters and huntresses, Yarnamites, you understand what this is, what this means? It means that her credibility as a person is just shot to fucking hell now. And there's an empty space, a big ass empty space that Lizzo left wide open for the next person to come in and to mold that into something better, into something honest, into something safer than this fucking predatory hippopotamus ass mutt. Because this is wrong. This there's no fucking shot that this keeps going on. This keeps happening. For what? The severity doesn't matter. The fact that it happened is weird. The fact that it happened is weird. Can I say that again? The fact that it happened is weird. You are no longer allowed to make people do something that they don't want to do and then get to live your life regularly, like nothing ever happened, because you made them sign, you made them sign a piece of paper saying that you can't talk about what happened. And if you do, we are liable to take you to court and press charges on you because you breached your agreement and you talked about private matters that were never your business anyway. Now, respectfully speaking, if we are going to be talking about that, because I think that's very important to touch on, because we have another fuck nigga in the media, Diddy, that's being prosecuted for a similar thing. If you make somebody sign an NDA, if you make someone forcefully tell somebody to sign something because of something that they had to experience or something that they did, and you don't want it to get out, if you are forcing them to sign that paper, that NDA is null. That means that you can't use it anymore. It doesn't work. They can tell whoever they fucking want to and face no repercussions. The only way that an NDA works effectively is if the party agrees and is not under duress. You can prove that now. That's very cool. Not under duress and wholeheartedly decide to sign the paper. There is a difference between I am willing, my body is me, I am a functional human being, I will sign this because I wasn't supposed to see that guy giving that guy a rim job. I wasn't supposed to see that today. So I'm going to sign this piece of paper and I won't fucking tell anyone. Give me $500,000 and I'll be on my happy ass way. I'll never look at you again. I won't even be at your funeral. Versus, bitch, come here, sign this motherfucking paper right now, or I'm gonna send 6 goons to take everything out of your fridge. That's, you can't do that. Can't do it. Won't do it. And again, you can prove now whether or not somebody was under duress when signing an NDA. So I think just, I don't know if she ever, I have no idea. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. I don't fucking know. I read the story a long time ago. I've been holding on to this for a while. I didn't want to make it because the thing was, right, I wasn't 100% sure if this shit was going to stick with Lizzo. Like, yes, it's weird and it's shocking that it came out, but I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt and maybe come out and say something on her own before I said anything. I made a whole podcast about it. But I never released it, so I just kind of held on to it just in case something happened. And let me say, I don't know where that podcast is, but I might, if I find it, I'm going to upload some of those clips because I was talking wild on there. Woo. But it's just, I don't know how this is I don't know how this is still going down. The role models that we have within the culture are just doing the fucking bare minimum right now, I guess, below the fucking minimum. And then Jonathan Majors' ugly ass is, so he's not going to go to jail now. He's not going to jail. That's another fucking guy. He's not going to go to jail for sexual misconduct with somebody. He got blackmailed. He got blackmailed. Jonathan Majors is probably, Jonathan Majors on his face card has every unattractive facial feature for a black person could have. He has all of them. He got super yoked because like that was his only saving grace. Like I can't deny bro looks good, but on his face, then he got put in all of these movies. Who wants Jonathan Majors in all of these movies? He got blackmailed. He had to suck a dick. He had to get on his knees for someone. He made a deal, a slimy deal with somebody to get his name, boom, 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 all the way out there. And then he may or may not have breached his contract or did something that they didn't like. So they got bro with some bullshit. Hey, you touched this woman in 2000, whatever the fuck. We're going to take you to court for this because that's kind of the thing, right? Like that's what a contract would do. Like he willingly signed something that said in fine print, hey, we will fuck you if you fuck up this plan. He went undiscovered without a trace. I'm telling you, this shit is a monopoly. Like it is, when I say it's a business, I mean, it's a business. Like there's it's Disney Plus and Warner Brothers, but within those companies, the most crazy like transactions happen and we don't even know it. Deals get killed, deals get built, people get killed, other things get built. Things get, you know, this is just a product of that. Jonathan Majors disappeared so fucking fast, bro. I had no idea what happened. It was so quick. It was overnight. He was in three big ass movies, Creed 2, or he was in Creed 3. He was in some Marvel movie, and then he was in another one. Really huge. We all knew where he was. And then one fucking day, oh, he's getting charges pressed on him because he sexually, may or may not have sexually assaulted someone. Okay, he literally disappeared. Nobody asked a question. Nobody gave a fuck after a week. He comes back. I feel like no one still gives a fuck because it's like, who's Jonathan Majors again? He was that guy that was in the Marvel movie, right? He was that guy that was in Creed 3. Yeah. Where did he go? That's what everybody's feeling. And I feel like no one gives a fuck about it. It's the same thing. I don't know. You're going to have to explain to me how this cabal works because it's not fair. It's not right. Is Lizzo a part of this? I'd take the over on it, but to be honest with you, I think she's just a dumb big bitch that fucked up really goddamn hard. And whether or not she comes back from this all depends on how that court hearing goes and what she does after that verdict is not guilty or guilty. Either way, she's going to have to rebuild herself from this. She's going to have to, I don't know, just turn into a skinny girly at this point, bro, because it's not going to work anymore. It's not going to work. It's not. For me, it's tainted. And those are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Thank you very much for listening. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Proper recordings episode 188. Or 188, 148. It's always a good time talking to you. Always have so much fun.
speaking to you, looking you in your eyes, talking to your ear like this, all peaceful and shit. But alas, this raven has to fly. This hunter has got to go hunt some beasts. And I'll see you next time. If you don't, just assume that the scourge of the beast got me. But, you know, I'm built. I'm real sturdy. So nothing like that would ever happen. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget to bring an umbrella. Like the podcast everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, Google Play. YouTube. Doing very good. Make sure you guys stop by. I'll see you next time. Baby, I'ma catch you not so close to fall. Till the end. Can we still be friends? Can we still die? I won't let anyone in. You'll never see me again.